So let's review. Our daf begins with a question. The din by a carbon shlamim is that after zrikas adam, the meat becomes mutter to be eaten. The Gemara inquires, "Vayim Rabbi Bachama, kebasur zivchei shlamim la'achar zrikas damim mahu." There was a piece of basur shlamim and a kikar shel heter in front of a person, and he said, "Ze keze, this bread should be like this meat." Do we say be'ikari kamatvis? The person is referring to the essence of the meat, and that it was mukdish as a carbon, and therefore the kikar is asr, because he was matfis b'dava hanader. Or do we say, b'hatereka matfis, he's referring to the current state of the meat, which is mutter, and the kikar is mutter, because he was not matfis b'dava hanader. The Ran explains that even though the meat now still has some isurim, for example, the chaz of a sheik is asr for zarim, and the rest of the meat is asr for tmeim, nevertheless, these Yisurim are lav mishum nidra. They are new Yisurim from the Torah and not caused by the original neder, as the Ran explains, because his original neder made it asr lakoil. The Gemara attempts to resolve this inquiry from our Mishnah, which taught that if a person said that a kikar should be for him noiser, it becomes asr. Now, as per the Ran's explanation, and as Tosfos writes, aval gav dehav dava ha'asr, noiser is a dava ha'asr, and not a dava hanader, because neiser by definition is always achas rikas damim, when the original issur was already removed. If so, how can the neder be effective? He was matfis b'dava ha'asr. This would prove that b'ikar k'matfis, he's referring to the carbon, and therefore the neder is effective because he was matfis b'dava hanader. However, the Gemara answers that the Mishnah is speaking of neiser shel oila. The original issur for it to be eaten is never removed, because the oila must be burned completely on the mizbeach. Therefore, the neder is effective because he was matfis b'davar hanader. Similarly, the Gemara explains that a Mishnah later teaches that kechalas aron uktrumasay mutter. If a person said that another person's food should be for him, like chalo or truma that is given to kahanim, he is mutter to eat the other person's food because he was matfis b'davar ha'asr. Chala and truma are considered davar ha'asr. The Ran explains, even though the person separates it and makes a truma, it is considered davar ha'asr because the yisurim are selectively imposed by the Torah. So too, ketrumas lach mei taida mutter. This is referring to a regular situation of a carbon taida that is brought with 40 breads. There were 4 types of bread, and 10 of each were brought. The kahana would receive 1 from each type, and may eat them only achas rikas damim. Therefore, a neder that something should be ketrumas lach mei taida is not effective, because as per the earlier explanation, they are davar ha'asr. However, that which the Mishnah later teaches, ketrumas lach mei taida asr, is speaking of a case where the trumas lach mei taida were separated and given to the kahanim koidim zrikas damim, when the original isra of the carbon still applies. Therefore, the neder is effective because he was matfis b'davar hanader. Regarding Bechayr, a firstborn kosher animal, which is a carbon that is first given to the Kayan, there is a machlekes tanoim. Harei like a Bechayr. If a person made a neder that a food should be for him like a Bechayr, Rabbi Yaakov Oyser, Rabbi Yehuda Mater. The Gemara explains that they are referring to Kaidim Zrikas Damim. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bechayr is a davar ha'asr because kiloi makdish lei miloi mikdish, a Bechayr is automatically kaddish when it's born. However, Rabbi Yaakov holds that Bechayr is a davar hanader because, as the Braisa teaches, Mishum Rabbi Amru minayin l'nei l'Bechayr b'teich b'yisoy shemitzvah lakdishoy shenema hazachar taktish. The pasuk reads as follows: Kol ha-Bechayr ashiyivol b'vkarcha b'tzayncha hazachar taktish l'Hashem l'kecha. There's a mitzvah for the person to verbally be makdish the Bechayr.